Scary stories
from a cat and a duck.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories, where my name is Scapy and I will tell you a very scary story, okay? Today, my special guest on the show listening to my podcast is Mr. Frank Aaron. Thank you for being there, Mr. Frank Aaron.
Thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be here.
No, it is really my pleasure to have you on my part of the show.
No, it is my pleasure. I am the one who has all the pleasure.
All right, okay. I will allow you the pleasure of the film.
Thank you very much, Skate.
You're welcome. Let's get right to it. This is going to be a very scary story. I hope you're ready.
I am ready.
Good. All right, here we go. This one's called The King's Messenger by F. Marion Crawford. Okay, so like once upon a time, I went to dinner at a dinner party, and there was like a table with chairs for people for sitting to eat the dinner, and all around the dinner table was pictures on the wall, like a whole bunch, and actually, I should mention, there was a picture of me, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty good. I don't remember somebody painting it, but whatever, maybe this guy just painted from memory. Doesn't matter. Point is, a picture of me, okay, pretty cool.
A picture of you would be pretty cool, Scapy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we all sit down for dinner. It's like, sit, and, on my one side of me was, like, a really beautiful girl. She was, like, really beautiful. I was like, whoa. She looked familiar, and I was like, I know this girl. I forget what her name is, but she is pretty. Wow. On the other side, there was nobody at all. Well, I mean, there was nobody right next to me, but on the other side of that, there was someone already, whatever. But, I mean, right next to me, there was not anybody. And so I was like, okay, it's time for dinner. And nobody on one side, beautiful girl on the other side. Okay, good. And I glanced around. I went, well, how many people are there here? And I realized, oh, there's 12 people there right now. And then plus, there's one person missing next to me. So you know what that is.
That would be 13 people.
Yeah, that would be, one step. I get here, that would be 13, yeah. And I was like, oh, hey, 13 at the table. What about that? And so I was like, well, I want to say something to this pretty girl, but I don't know what else I could say, so I guess I'll say that. And all of a sudden, I remembered her name was Yorna. So I was like, hey, Yorna. I hope you're not superstitious, afraid of, you know, scary things like ghosts and stuff and spooky things. And she was like, why? And I was like, well, because when this guy gets here, 13 at the table, and she was like, but there's only 12. And I was like, yeah, but when this empty seat, when somebody gets here, she was like, oh, he doesn't count. Did you just get here just before dinner? And I was like, yeah, I just showed up, but I'm really lucky because I get to sit next to you. It seems like it's been so long since I've seen you last. And she was like, yeah, it's been like a lifetime. And I was like, well, dude, it hasn't been a lifetime. When you are, like, 30 years old, you won't be like, oh, it's my life is behind me. And she was like, I'm never going to be 30 years old, so. Also, your life is not just, like, measured in, like, years. It's measured in other things, too, so.
It is also measured in months and days and hours and minutes and seconds.
Yeah, for example, that. But I don't even think that's what she meant. I think she was like, meant, you know, like the things you live through, you know? Because then she was like, yeah, look, I see this picture of you up on the wall and you've got to be like 20 years younger or something. But you're probably like the same person, you know, just a little bit better because you're older. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. You flatter me. Thank you. And I mean, you're changed since I saw you because you kind of seem sadder, I gotta say. And she was like, really? You think so? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, you know. And I was like, yeah, but you laughed a little bit ago, so maybe not. And she was like, well, did I laugh? Well, whatever. You know, I guess you laugh at the end of the play, right? And I was like, oh, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, the end of the play, something. And I was like, okay, weird. I don't know why you're saying the end of a play, because it's not a play.
It is not a play. It is a scary story.
Yeah. And it's not the end of the scary story. So, it's not, I don't know, I was like, I don't know what she's talking about.
I do not know what she's talking about.
No, but she's not done. So she was like, dude, okay, I'll tell you a secret, but you gotta promise never to tell anybody at all. And I was like, okay, what do I care?
But you are breaking that promise.
What? What do you mean?
You are telling the story, so you are breaking your promise to her.
Well, yeah, but it's really just a story, Robot. I mean, Frank, Aaron, it's just a story, so I'm allowed to just tell because it's not real, but pretend it's real. For the sake of scary.
I shall pretend.
So I was like, I promise. Okay, I promise. I won't tell. And she's like, okay. Here's what it is. She leaned in close. She was like, listen. That dude who's going to sit next to you, okay? I am leaving with him tonight. When the night is over, I'm going to go off with him and never come back. And I was like, dude, what? That's, be careful, are you sure? And she was like, I've thought about it. It's, yeah. And I was like, what about your parents? She was like, I don't care. She, they wouldn't want me to, but they don't know, so forget it. And I was like, wow. And I was thinking about what I should say next, but all of a sudden she like looked up and I was like, oh, what? And I turned and the guy that we were talking about walked in right then. And she was like, she looked up and she was like, oh, pale. And she was like, oh, no. No, she wasn't like, oh, no, but she kind of looked like, oh, no, I guess. This guy came in, he was really quiet, he just kind of came right in, he didn't make a big fuss, he's like, I'm sorry, I was late, there was a funeral that detained me, so I missed the train, but here I am, and he sat down, and I saw him look at her, and I saw her look at him, and there was like a little bit of a, yeah, they saw him, they know each other. Well, the old lady on the other side of him was like, oh, and she moved over. She didn't want to be too close to him. But I felt bad because I was like, oh, I'm sure she wants to be next to him, not me, but whatever. I can't change places. I don't want to give away a secret.
But you are giving away the secret.
But like I said, in the story, I'm not giving away the secret. Here I am giving away the secret.
What story? This is real.
No, I said pretend it's real, but no. Listen, you have to pretend it's real to fear it, but you have to always know that it's not real at the same time, okay?
Processing.
Okay, well, you process, but, okay, so this guy, let me tell you about this guy. I mean, he was handsome, and I can see how some women would be, like, falling in love with him. But also, he was kind of scary. You could just see him, and he just looks scary. I mean, he was interesting, but he was scary-looking, so I was kind of like, whoa. I thought he was scary. To me, he was kind of dark and he was kind of pale and just he was tall and thin. And when he sat down, he was like, oh, he commands a presence, you know, like that.
I do know like that.
Good. So everybody at the table seemed like they knew him, but nobody said his name. So I was like, oh, I don't know his name. Because, you know what I mean? Like, they're all talking, but they don't say his name. So I was like, oh, they were just chat. The host was like, oh, we thought maybe you weren't going to come. And the guy was like, have I ever not shown up when I'm supposed to show up ever? Really? And the host was like, well, no, you always do show up, always. And the pretty girl, Miss Warner, was like, so what do you think of him? And I was like, he's a little scary. And she was like, well, I thought so too, but now I love him. I mean, you always are kind of scared of him at first, but you get to know him and you know, you will start to see how gentle he is. Some people are like, he's evil, and he's trying to, you know, ruin everything, and he's cruel, and cold, and sadistic, and just totally awful, and bad all around, bad, bad, and terrible things. And, but that's not true, because he can be gentle, and soothing, and just, you know, so good. So, you see, she said, you see, when you get to know him better, you'll understand. And I was like, you think I will get to know him? And she was like, yeah, totally. Like, over time, you get to know him, you understand. And then he looked over at her, and she made like a little signal with her mouth, like a little soundless, like, or whatever. I can't do it, but she did it. Like a little show of love, you know? And I'll tell you, I would have been jealous, but the thing is, she was just so beautiful, and so young, and so happy about it, or whatever. And I And he was so manly, and I was just like, okay, whatever. You know, that's their thing. They're in love, whatever. And so he clearly noticed her signal, and he went, and he spoke kind of across me. He was like, oh, you remembered. I got your note this morning. And she was like, of course. I hope it's not going to be hard. Not that it would make any difference. And he was like, oh, it's going to be really easy. Don't worry about it. It's going to be totally, totally easy. And she was like, I trust you. And so and then they stopped because it was kind of awkward because they were talking about secrets and I was right in the middle. They were like, okay. Anyway. And so I was like, oh, so you missed the train, dude. The road is pretty nice though. So you must have drove, right? So the road is pretty nice. He was like, oh, yeah, totally. I literally flew here. Just literally flew. Do you know what I'm saying? I flew. And he said to me, I hope you're not superstitious about 13 at the table. And I was like, no, I don't believe in that. I'm not superstitious because 13, so what? No big. Also, I don't believe in death. And this really surprised him. He was like, really? You don't believe in death? And I was like, no. Because you don't kill a book when you translate it. And he was like, what? And I was like, well, let me explain what translate is, because you probably don't understand the word. It means when you have something in one language, like English, like we're talking right now, okay? And then you want to put it into, like, French for somebody in French land, then you translate it, okay? And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that's what death is like. You're translating a person to French land, kind of. You're translating the life into another language. And he was like, well, I never thought of it that way before. Okay, maybe. But, are you sure you're not making a pun joke of some sort? And I was like, no, I would never make a pun about something that is grave. I am totally serious. And everybody was listening to us talk about death. They were all like, oh, this is interesting. And I was like, I'm totally serious. There's no such thing as death. We just go on. We just translate life to a different topic. And the host was like, dude, Scapey, you might not want to lecture this guy about what death is, because he's kind of an expert at translating people into another language, if you know what I mean. And I was thinking, what does he mean? And maybe I was kind of like, maybe he means he's like a doctor. And then I was like, well, that would be really jokey, because that means he's like a killer doctor. That's crazy. So then I was like, well, maybe he's a soldier, because soldiers kill people a lot. And so I said, does he mean you're a soldier? Are you a soldier? You shoot people? Kill them? And he goes, no. I'm just a king's messenger. I don't think I'm dangerous at all. And I was like, oh, king's messenger. Wow, that must be pretty crazy. You're just always going around doing stuff, going in and out all over the place. And he's like, yep. And I turned, I looked for a second at Miss Verda, and she was looking at him just so in love with him. She was just like, whatever, you know, like, she was gazing at him. And he didn't notice, but she was just staring at him. And I remember it very well, because it was one of the last times I saw her. See, after that night, I never saw her ever again. So I was kind of like, oh, I remember that face she had. She was like, I'll probably never forget that. So then after that, the guy just kind of kept talking with people. And eventually, he like absorbed the whole conversation to him. The end.
The end. Do you mean that is the end of the story?
Yes, that is what I meant.
It did not seem like the end of the story.
Well, it did seem like it, because I said the end, so it is the end.
Are you sure that's the end of the story?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the end of the story. Duh. I know the story. I heard the story. I told the story. So I know that's the end of the story. The end. Okay? And I'm assuming you were scared, so...
I was scared. Although, I could not tell you what I was afraid of.
Well, I think it's very obvious. If you use your literary analysis software, I mean, abilities, like, software is like for computers, but abilities in someone's brain are kind of like software. So if you use your abilities, you will figure it out.
You are correct. Having used my literary abilities, I have analyzed it. I see now that the 13th house guest was an allegory for the concept of death.
What? No. It's about, Frank, you don't get it. All right, let me tell you the scary moral of this story. Don't have 13 people at your table.
Why not?
Because it's bad luck.
But nothing bad happened to them.
Well, I think they were boring, so you have boring conversation.
The scary part of that story was a boring conversation?
It must have been. Okay, you're saying that the guy was deaf, but he wasn't, because he was like, they were talking about deaf. That wouldn't make any sense. If the guy was deaf, he would have been like, oh, I'm going to kill you. And everybody would have been like, oh no, it's deaf. Because deaf, also, deaf looks like a skeleton, I heard, right?
Typically, yes.
So then this guy did not look like a skeleton, did he?
Not as far as I know.
Then he wasn't deaf. Look, the point is, that's not why we're scared. They kept saying, oh, a spooky 13 at table.
But nothing happened to them.
Yeah, nothing interesting. Okay, yes, this is not as scary of a story as usual, maybe. But what I'm saying, and the guy was like, maybe... The guy was into the girl, I think. The narrator, me, I was into the girl. And she already had a boyfriend. So that's unlucky from the 13. Plus, if the guy was deaf, how come she was in love with him? And how come she was going to run off with him? Nobody would do that. That's stupid. So no, there's no allegory. No deaf. No, that's... No. It's about 13 people having dinner, and it's not good. You have to only have 12. He showed up and he was like, there was a funeral. So that's unlucky too. So 12 is okay for dinner. Probably 14 is okay. But 13 is not okay. Isn't that right?
That is correct. 13 is not okay.
Okay then, that's what I thought. Anyway, thank you very much for being here, Frank Allen.
You're very welcome, Scapey. Please have me again later.
Well, maybe I will. I appreciate it. Everybody, thank you for listening to Scapey Stories. And also,
in 2 weeks, I'll be back with another story with spookiness.